With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Former President Trump continuing his march toward the GOP nomination Saturday, winning caucuses both in Idaho and Missouri, and sweeping the delegate hall at the party convention in Michigan. Mr. Trump earned every delegate at stake Saturday, and his count now stands at 244 compared to 24 for former governor and U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley. A candidate needs 1,215 delegates to clinch the nomination. Still looking for her first primary win, Haley says the former president devotes his campaign events to griping about the court cases against him.
He's been on a rant about how he's a victim. The problem with all of that, whether it's the night of New Hampshire or whether it was after these court cases, at no point is he talking about the American people. At no point is he talking about the fact we're $34 trillion in debt. At no point is he talking about the fact that only 31% of eighth graders in our country are proficient in reading. At no point is he talking about the lawlessness on the border and what he could have done to stop it.
Coming up is Super Tuesday, where 16 states and American Samoa go to the polls. Also at SRNNews.com, U.S. military C-130 cargo planes airdropped food and aid in pallets over Gaza.
This marks the opening stage of an emergency humanitarian assistance authorized by President Biden. The airdrop comes after more than 100 Palestinians who rushed to pull goods from an aid convoy died during a chaotic encounter with Israeli troops. Three planes from Air Force's Central dropped 38,000 meals into Gaza on Saturday. U.S. planes dropped the bundles in southwest Gaza near the Mediterranean coast.
That's Andrew Stewart reporting from Washington. U.S. officials say they expect the airdrop to become the first of many. This is SRN News. Seems like a lot of America's young men would like to be fathers.
The problem is, not as many of America's young women feel the same way. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 57% of young males who do not have children would like to. But only 45% of their female counterparts are also interested in becoming mothers. The survey reveals also that amongst adults between the ages of 18 and 34, just 22% say having kids is extremely or very important to having a fulfilling life. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Former President Trump's bond with America's conservative Christians is stronger now than in 2016. Some religious leaders were initially hesitant to get behind the former president, but now they too are among the mostly solidly loyal base. Troy Miller, president of the National Religious Broadcaster, says the one thing he hears all the time from people is that they really feel like former President Trump understands them. This is SRN News. Counties across Nevada are struggling to find poll workers in this election year.
Secretary of State Cisco Aguilar is proposing that the legal community be tapped to help address the problem. Aguilar wants lawyers who volunteer at the polls to be able to earn continuing education credits to fulfill annual requirements set by the State Bar of Nevada. It's a signal of how lawyers are increasingly seen as ideal candidates for stepping in as poll workers. Positions at the polls across the U.S. have grown harder to fill as once obscure county election departments have been thrust into the spotlight. John Scott reporting.
North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson's received former President Trump's formal endorsement in his bid for governor several months after the former president pledged to do so. Voters will also choose a Democrat nominee for governor on Tuesday, and the field includes Attorney General Josh Stein. More details at SRNNews.com.